Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, special guest Dr. Ray McAllister teaches on the dangers of Calvinism.
The Bible teaches that Jesus' death on the cross paid the sins for every last single person on the earth, and not just a few. All right, well, limited atonement. Don't believe that. Now, I stands for irresistible grace. What does that mean? Here's where it starts to get complicated. He's picked out these certain amount of people that he's going to save. Now, these people don't have the ability to believe. So first, before they can have faith, they must be regenerated. So in their belief, regeneration comes first, and then believing comes second. Because until they're regenerated, they can't believe because they're unable to believe. And God is going to save these people regardless of them. They have no choice in the matter. They are going to be saved because God picked them out. God now gave them redemption and gave them faith. And now because of that faith, then of course they're saved. But wow, faith comes after you get regenerated. No, I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. Stop and think about this a minute. God picked out a certain number of people, and I don't know what the number is supposed to be. God picked them out, and it is impossible for them not to come to faith in Jesus Christ, because it is God doing it, according to them. It's God doing it, and God's going to make sure that every one of those comes to faith in Jesus Christ, okay? Now stop and think about this. That being true, every baby that's died did not come to faith in Christ and therefore went to hell. How about that? That's Calvinism. Now, I've heard some Calvinists, and they try to get around that and say, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now listen, the thinking is, if you're the elect, you are going to come to faith in Christ. And babies don't come to faith in Christ. And there are some people that never have the mental ability to come to faith in Christ, or they all died and went to hell, according to their own teaching. Whew. I don't believe that, by the way. Then P stands for perseverance of the saints. Not preservation of the saints. I believe preservation of the saints. This is perseverance of the saints. That is, if you think that you are one of the elect and you lived your whole life and then at the end you mess up, then you weren't one of the elect at all. And you're going to die and go to hell. So you have to persevere to the end. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. That's not what it's talking about. Now, I believe in preservation of the saints. That is, God preserves me, not me. Well, that's the backbone of all this mess. And like I said, there's a lot of different versions and varieties of Calvinism. Even those that agree on these 5 points differ and disagree. By the way, did you notice that on the sign out there, this says Westwood Missionary Baptist Church? Have any idea why it says that? Well, I think it began in Kentucky when, by the way, Calvinism comes in waves, okay? Right now we're experiencing a wave of Calvinism and people, and by the way, I've noticed that people who think they are highly intelligent, and most of them are the ones who are carried away in this because they feel like they're so smart that they can figure all this stuff out. And this stuff comes in waves, and it is so divisive in churches. And it comes into the churches, and then people begin to choose up sides and split churches. And I've seen it, and it bothers me that when people see this, quote, see this, that's the only thing they can think about. Every time you meet one of them and talk to them, they're going to bring up predestination and election and all this kind of stuff. When they preach a sermon, it's at some point in there, they're going to bring it up again. Even among, let me throw a couple of big words at you here. Superlapsarianism and infralapsarianism. Lapsarian means the fall. Supra means above or before, so before the fall. And infra means below or after. So superlapsarianism means that the election God made was made before the fall of man. And infralapsarianism means that the election was made after the fall of man. And boy, you ought to read some of the reasoning that they give. And by the way, most of this Calvinistic teaching is reasoning and not scripture. They say because this is true, because God is sovereign, then this must be true, and because that's true, this is true, and because this is true, then this is true, and this is true, and they build all of this on one thing. And by the way, they do not believe in God's sovereignty any more than I do. I'll guarantee you that. God is sovereign. This is His universe, and God does what God wants to do, and God doesn't ask me or you about what He's going to do, and He certainly doesn't take a vote on it. He is sovereign. So they think that this sovereignty of God somehow allows them to pick out some people to save. Now, the reason I brought up this superlapsarianism and mess is because even among themselves, see, they get together and they have to split hairs again and say, oh, this election took place before the fall. No, the election took place after the fall. Now, some people say, oh, you're Calvinist. I say, no, I'm not a Calvinist. Oh, you're Arminian then. No, I'm not Arminian. What are you? I'm a Baptist. Amen. I'm not sure who it was that made up the idea that I have to be one or the other. Now, Calvinism, we've talked a little bit about here. Arminianism was a man by the name of Jacob Arminius, who was Dutch, and he lived a generation after Calvin, and they asked him to read and check this out, so he came up with what he thought about. He says, I believe in election, but he says, I believe election is based on God's foreknowledge of who is going to trust Jesus. Well, I believe that. But he went a little bit too far, and he said, I believe that a person, once after he's been saved, can be lost again. I don't believe that. So I'm kind of caught in the middle. So today, it seems that Calvinism, on one hand, believes like we're talking about. On the other hand, anybody that believes in falling from grace is labeled Arminian. Well, I'm not that, and I'm not that. I'm here. I'm a Baptist. Okay, I started to tell you, and I got sidetracked there. The name of this church is called Missionary Baptist. Began in Kentucky, I think, because there was a sweep through and Calvinism came in among the churches and they became anti-missionary. Why? Well, if you believe that there's a certain number of people going to be saved, they're going to be saved whatever you do. Whatever you do is not going to make any difference whether they get saved or not. So why in the world we want to send missionaries over there? Those people have got, if that's the elect over there, they're going to get saved anyway without us going to all the expense and trouble to get the gospel to them. God's going to take care of that. We don't have to. So we're anti-missionary Baptist. No, not anti-missionary. They're anti-missionary. Yeah, that's right. And so the other side said, no, we're missionary Baptist because we believe in sending missionaries so that people can hear the gospel and hear it and be saved.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time and visit us online at westwoodmbc.org. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.